Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chaf Amud Beis. We're holding five lines from the top on Chaf Amud Beis by the words Amar Mar. So we mentioned the Kasha outside in the previous year, that the Gemara has a stira now. We mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Daisa is that you could use mats as Schach. That means that mats are not Makabel Tomo. If it would be Makabel Tomo, then you wouldn't be able to use it as Schach. However, then we brought a Mishnah, which mentioned the machlokes between Rabbi Daisa and the Chachamim about mats, if they're Makabel Tumas Mejers. Everybody holds that they're Makabel Tumas Meis. Sorry, the machlokes was about Chaitzalis. Reish Lakish said Chaitzalis refers to mats. So now, according to Reish Lakish, that Chaitzalis refers to mats, and everybody holds it's Makabel Tumas Meis. It was a Shiloh if it's Makabel Tumas Mejers. But everybody holds it's Makabel Tumas Meis, so that's why we have now a stira. So on the one hand, Rabbi Daisa says you could use it as Schach. On the other hand, Rabbi Daisa says that it's Mekabel Tomo. So how could it be? So it says the Gemara Amar Mar Kol Chaitzolis Metamit Meis Tiver Rabbi Daisa. So first we mentioned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says about these Chaitzolis, which we said according to Reish Lakish refers to mats that they're Mekabel Tomo. Vatanim, but we learned in the Braisa that Vechein Hayar Rabbi Daisa Imer Kedvarav. The Rabbi Daisa said like Rabbi Yisi that you could use mats as Schach. So that obviously means it's not a kli. It's not Mekabel Tomo. Says the Gemara like Asha, ha this like a danfoot, the less like a danfoot. Depends if the mat has a rim. If it has a rim, so then it's Mekabel Tomo. Then it's considered a kli because you could store fruit in it. It has a base kibble. It's only if it doesn't have a mat, if it doesn't have a rim, then it's not Mekabel Tomo and you could use leschach. So now, this was all from the Mishnah, which said that Rabbi Daisa says that chaitzolais are tamei meis. That chaitzolais are mekabel tomas meis. What is chaitzolais? According to Reish Lakish, it refers to mats. According to Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri, it refers to a bag of a shepherd that he would use to sleep on at night. So says the Gemara now, Meisve, we have a kasha on Reish Lakish who says that it refers to mats. The Braisa elaborates on the Mishnah. And the Braisa lists that it's not just that they argue about chaitzolais, they argue about specific materials. Chaitzolais, shal sham, v'shal gemi, v'shal sak, v'shal spiro, these four different materials, they're mitamet me meis, they are mekabel tumas meis, divrei Rabbi Daisa, according to Rabbi Daisa, v'chacham emayim, af medrus, it's even mekabel tumas medrus. So the Braisa doesn't just say chaitzolais, it says materials, different reeds, sak is goat hair, spiro is horse hair, it tells us the different materials. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamand Amar Mazuvle, it makes sense according to Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri, that Chaitzolis refers to the shepherd bags, Shal Sham Vishal Gemi, these materials, even though they have very large holes, I understand why they're Mekabel Tomo, because Chazulikin Sadepere, you could put in even larger fruits than the holes, and you could use it as a bag to hold the fruits. Shal Sak Vishal Sfira, Chazulagulke Vitzani. It also makes sense, these materials that have the smaller holes, that for sure makes sense, that you could put in even smaller things. Alamand Amr Machtzalis Mamish, but according to Reish Lakish, who says, the Chaitzalis refers to mats, so Bish Lama Shal Sak Vashal Sfira Chazul Parsi Vinav Fasa. So it makes sense, these mats that have the smaller holes, they're made out of goat hair and horse hair, so you could use it as a window shade or as a sieve. Ala Shal Sham Vashal Gemi Lamai Chazu. But what are you going to use a reed mat that has large holes? What are you going to use it for? How is that a kli? Says the Gemara Chazul and Azyasa. You could use it to cover over beer barrels, and therefore it has a purpose, it has a shimush, it's considered a kli, and that's why it's Mekabel Tumo. Ikadamri, some say, the same Shaklataria, but Mamish the reverse, that Bishlama Lamad Amr Machzalis Mamish. It makes more sense, according to Reish Lakish, who says that Chaitzalis are mats. So that everything makes sense. Shal Sham Vishal Gemi Chazul and Azyasa, Vishal Sak Vishal Sphira, Chazul Leparis, even Nav Fasso, like we just said. El Lamad Amr Marzuvle, but according to Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri, that says the Chaitzalis refers to these shepherd bags, so Bishlam Shal Sak Vishal Sphira, Chazul Galki Vitzani. So it makes sense, the ones with the smaller holes, you can use it for small things. El Shal Sak Visham, but the bags that have the Vishal Gemi, but the bags that are made out of these materials, these reeds that have very large holes, they're not woven very nicely. So lamai chazu, what are you going to use such a bag for if they have such big holes? Says the Gemara that no, even according to Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri, we could understand the braisa that it's chazu lekinsa de peri, that it's roi for large fruits that won't fall through the hole. So even according to him, we could understand the braisa. Says the Gemara, now Tani, we learned in the braisa, Amar Bichananya, Rabbi Chananya said about himself, that Kishi Aranati Lagailo, when I went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, he went there, Rashi says, to be Ma'aber the Shanim, to teach them about the calendar when Yom Tov is. So Matzasi Zakin Echad, I found a certain sage, Va'amar li Misachim Abudya, he said that you could use mats for Schach. Ukshavasi Eitz Rabbi Yeshua Achi Abba, when I came to my uncle Rabbi Yeshua, Haidil Advarv, he was also masking. However, Amar Rav Chista qualified, and he said, "Vehu delas legedanfa." It's only if there's no rim. If there's a rim, so then, like we said before, then it's mekabel toma, and you cannot use it as chach. Amar Ula Hani Budisa de Bnei Mechuza. These mats that they have, that the Bnei Mechuza use, El Malikir Shalahan. If not for the fact that it has a rim, misachim bu, you would have been able to use it as chach. But now that it has a rim, so you can't use it as chach. Tani Nami Hachi misachim bebudya. You could use mats. However, if Yeshlan Kir, ain't misachim b'ain. But if it has a rim, then you cannot use it. Ajun loch sukkah, ajun loch sukkah, ajun loch sukkah. Says the next Mishnah, Hayashin tachas hamita basukkah. A person sleeps underneath a bed inside of a sukkah. So the halacha is liyatzei deichai vasei. So he's not yoytzei his mitzvah of sukkah when he sleeps underneath the bed. So the bed is mafsik between him and the schach, and therefore he's not yoytzei the mitzvah. Amar Rav Yehuda, however, Rav Yehuda's chaylik, he says you could be yoytzei, and once again, maybe the third time we've had now in this Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from a story. He says that we had such a minug that we would sleep underneath the bed, and we did this even in front of the Tamid HaChachamim, and he didn't say anything to us. So you see that you're allowed to sleep underneath the bed. However, the Mishnah concludes with a story from Reb Shimon, Amar Reb Shimon, that he proves that you're not yoytzei underneath the bed. Reb Shimon says, Maisa, we have a story, B'tavi Avdei Sh'Rabbi Gamliel, with Tavi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, She'yashin tachas hamita, that he, Tavi, slept underneath the bed. Va'amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel l'zakenim, Rabbi Gamliel told the zakenim who are in the sukkah, Re'isem Tavi Avdi, Shu yatamin chacham, look at my Evid Tavi, he's a mamash atamu chacham, yoidea shavadim p'tur min asukkah. He knows that as an Evid, he's pater from a sukkah, as we'll see in the Gemara, the more about that. Laficha chiyashin utach samita. And therefore, he knows that he could sleep underneath the bed because he's potter from the mitzvah anyways. So that from that story, Lufi Darkeinu Lamadnu, from this story we see, Shayashin Tachas Hamita Yulyatze Yedechai Vasai, that a person who sleeps underneath the bed, he's not Yaitzei. That's what you see from Rabbi Gamliel. He said about Tavi is Eved, that look, he knows he's potter, that's why he's underneath the bed. So you see that you're not Yaitzei if you sleep underneath the bed. The Taisus brings from the Yushalmi, the reason why he was in the sukkah is because he wanted to hear the Divrei Chachamim, even though he was potter from the mitzvah, he wanted to hear the Divrei Chachamim, and that's why he stayed in the sukkah. But you see from the story that the Yashin Tachas Amita Basukkah is Lo Yatzei Yudei Chai Vasai.